Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS and KMOX. Happy Wednesday to you. I'm screwed up this week because I'm off tomorrow because it's DGS Live. And I always take off so I can get three or four spray tans. Rach was saying, she's like, oh, God, I feel so white. I just haven't tan. I just feel so white. I'm like, don't sit next to me tomorrow night. That's my only advice.
Sit next to me.
I was going to be like, well, Rach must have been in Florida.
Yeah, she looks great. That Wheeler guy like glows in the dark.
Although, something just happened that is going to make me 30% less sexy on stage tomorrow. I just walked by and witnessed Ranji and Kevin Killeen having an in-depth conversation about the patches on the elbows of sports coats. And I'm like, well, there went that. So,
What I was wondering is, was the idea to just replace the pads when they wear out? You know?
See what I mean?
You can keep that coat forever?
I love elbow patches.
Kevin has more than one of those jackets, right?
I love elbow patches.
The elbow. What are they for?
Yeah, you're like a little hobgoblin right now.
Yeah.
I like elbow patches.
I love tweed blazers with leather elbow patches. That's like one of my favorite.
Is that
things.
Like the equivalent of assless chaps in your world?
I have risque. I don't know. No,
Kev got it.
Oh my gosh! You know what? No. And I love...
He's like, I don't know how to recover from that.
Dang, she got us.
I feel like there's more of the chaps than I know.
Amy didn't hear the F-bomb until she was 15. She's still catching up. That's
okay.
Unbelievable.
Well, thanks for listening,
I did. That is unbelievable.
I heard that every day.
You heard that?
What's that?
She said she didn't even hear the F-word for the first time.
I didn't
time.
Know what it was, yeah.
Wow. I heard it coming out of the womb.
Look at this effing thing.
This little effer has a whole full head of hair. Yeah. And it all fell on the floor.
No, I didn't. I don't. I was like 15.
Would you like to explain bologna crouton to the class?
I believe you should.
Okay. Yeah. So, Rach, what did I just say to you in the office about starting the show today?
You said you didn't have anything and you were worried.
I got nothing. And Andrew, what did I say to you 5 minutes ago?
Yeah, you were like, did you do anything that I don't know about that we can start the show?
Anything, he asked, did you know anything dumb that we don't know about?
Did you do any Andrew dumb things I don't know about? And then I walk in and Ranji says to Amy, was it you smelled like bologna?
Yeah, you did. Why do you smell like bologna?
No, I said, what smells like
I said, like, it smells like bologna in here.
And I said, oh, it's my croutons.
Yeah. Because, of course, croutons smell like bologna.
I was eating croutons out of a bag.
I just smell like bologna. And then Dave said, bologna croutons. I can't believe you like those or something.
Bologna croutons sounds like a kid that Dave went to school with.
Yeah.
Oh, that's me.
Dave, I was
so bologna. So this is what it feels like.
I was bologna croutons. Kid in South Roxana was bologna croutons.
Is this what it's like to be a long-distance runner that you just eat croutons? Like, you need carbs so badly.
Bro,
it's just like, I'm just going to grab
all
whatever.
Day. From the time I get in here in the morning
still
until we're
it.
Finished, she is snacking the entire time.
So Andrew didn't run at all.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't think the weird part is the constant eating. It's the things that you eat that are weird, like value turkey sandwich and croutons.
Well, I ate the croutons because I didn't want to eat a value turkey sandwich.
But you brought the croutons, so you could have brought something else.
Well, this is absolutely true. The croutons sounded good. But remember how yesterday Dave said Andrew and I were the same person? It's true because Andrew did do something today. He felt so bad about stealing Chris Ranji's protein bar.
Mm-hmm. Well, he got me a Cliff bar.
He bought a new one.
Oh, I saw that.
That was nice of him.
Yeah. I got him a much better
nice
bar.
Nice gesture.
And Ranji threw it back at him.
I did.
He did.
Yeah.
I said, I don't really need your Cliff bar. Or your sympathy. Take it back.
I'm glad you're not an ambassador.
No.
He said in the angriest way you've ever heard, he went, you know I wasn't mad about that, right? And I was like, I don't think you're not mad about it now.
Can we talk about a weird thing Andrew does that I've seen? He eats cereal without milk in it.
More familiar.
Yeah, with a spoon.
Yeah, what? With a spoon, why?
I made him
what do you mean with
try
a spoon?
It the traditional way about a year
like a normal person
ago.
Would.
And here was him trying for the first time. Like he was really about to throw up.
It was all soft and like spongy.
Well, I think you made him eat Special K too, which might not be like...
Yeah. It was a giant gallon
hit
bowl.
A little close to home for him.
It was a giant gallon bowl, and in the gallon bowl, we put an entire gallon of milk and a whole box of Special K.
Why go through the trouble?
And we
of
just saw how much I could take out.
Why the bowl and the spoon? Just eat out of the box.
Amy does it all the time. She brings in her cereal and just eats it by hand.
Well, I usually eat it out of the box.
Cereal out of the box. Yeah.
But I will stop at the gas station. I'll get those little cups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was eating out.
Yeah, so what do you need the spoon for?
You don't need the spoon.
Yeah.
Well, because
he's not an animal.
Yeah, I don't want to make a mess.
He got the thing and he's like, we have no spoons here. What am I going to do now?
Do you eat other similar sized things? Like, do you eat peanuts with a spoon?
No.
Do you eat almonds with a spoon?
No, but.
Well, then why would you eat the cereal with a spoon?
I would eat the peanut with a spoon if it was covered in, like, sugar, the way that.
Do you eat cookies with spoons?
Here's the problem.
No, but they're not covered in sticky sugar, they have sugar in them.
Andrew,
but they are not coated in... Yes, Amy.
Don't you think when you eat dry cereal with a spoon out of a bowl, it tastes drier than it does when you eat it out of the box? That's why I can't eat it with a spoon out of a bowl. Dry.
No, that makes no sense.
It's
the exact same. It doesn't oxidize. There's no chemical reaction. It's the same thing.
I hope you have more ideas tomorrow, Dave.
Yeah.
I really do. I'm
not here, so I don't give her a test.
Yeah. This is on Kevin tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll make something up.
That's a Wheeler problem.
I can't believe that I am the weird one because I am eating something with a spoon.
Andrew, it's a little odd because it feels like you're just doing it because you want the normal cereal eating experience, but you're not having it because you're not having it with milk.
Right.
No,
so then people say, like, well, you don't need the spoon.
Don't inflict your heteronormity on me. Don't try and tell me what a normal cereal eating experience
is. I think you want us to ask you about it.
No, I don't. I would prefer not to be asked about it because everyone is always asking me about it to the point that it's become like a thing in my identity. My friend's parents had to start hiding the Cheerios when I would come over because I would eat all the Cheerios they had.
What's the weirdest thing?
That has nothing to do with eating over the
Cheerios. I'm just saying.
Don't change the subject.
I've been dealing with this from way back.
The whole point of a spoon is so that you don't spill whatever you're eating. There is nothing to spill when the food is dry.
That I don't think that's the point of a spoon.
It is.
No, what?
What do you eat
what
with a spoon
think?
That is not messy?
What do you think the point of a spoon is?
It's to transfer the food from the plate to your mouth.
So do you use it
then
for all foods?
No.
How many things do you eat off a plate with a spoon?
I like mac and cheese if you put mac and cheese on
wet.
A plate.
Wet.
Yeah.
You can eat that with a fork, too.
Or
but,
in a bowl.
But it's not a finger food, right? It's too messy. That's the point. You use utensils when the finger food is too messy.
I'm usually on y'all's side when you come after me for something. I know I do a lot of strange things. I know I have a lot of quirks. I have a lot of ways that I like to do things
Rich,
that are
next time
preferred.
I say to you, I'm not sure how to open the show, you friggin' give me something. Okay. You find a way to open the show.
I do not have you guys' back on the it's weird to eat cereal out of a bowl with a spoon. I can't get behind you with this one.
He's as dug in on this as the whole driving in the left lane thing.
I have dug much further.
What is that?
I hate that so much. And that there was someone doing that today.
Wait, what
and
does he do? Hold on.
Don't,
you know, he's going to be the person you hate.
Involved about in this.
Yeah. He drives in the left lane slowly and makes people pass on the right. Yeah.
Well, he literally reads a book while driving.
Why?
I have read a book. Because it's a boring drive. There's nothing to do.
So
there's no
one in the right lane.
Because it doesn't matter.
I'll tell you why, Chris. Because he has to turn left in like 30 miles.
Yeah.
So he stays in the left lane the whole
Eventually,
time.
Eventually, I will turn left off of Route 3.
Eventually.
Now, here's the worst.
The end of
Here's the worst part. This is like the difference between Biden and Trump on the documents. He doesn't just find himself in the left lane. He drives there intentionally.
Yes.
And if someone tries to pass him on the right, he floors the trash car and tries to go fast enough to keep them from passing him.
Because they don't just pass. Like, I have no problem when somebody is like, comes up on me and I'm not going fast enough. So they go, okay, whoop. That's fine. But it's when somebody wants to pull up right behind me and sit right behind me and
as you
start
do
when flashing their stupid lights at me.
As people do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When somebody's, I want to brake check them so bad.
Yeah, when somebody's doing the wrong thing on the
road. If only you had brake lights.
I'm so.
You know what? I hate it when people honk at me and I sit there and don't move at a green light.
I know.
One of these days, I'm going to be tailgating someone. It's
the same thing.
It's not the same
thing. I'm pretty sure I could overtake Andrew's car on foot.
I didn't say it works when I floor it. In fact, I don't like flooring it because I'm afraid it won't start back up again.
I do love this. This is so Andrew. You know how if you've ever had a neighbor that has like a sweet Corvette like Biden, you know, or an old Jaguar, and they put the tarp over it, you know, because there's going to be a cloud that comes out?
Yeah.
Andrew?
Yeah, I put a bunch of tarps on my car last night and lashed them down with bricks and chains. Because I was hoping.
Bricks and chains?
Your neighbors have to think you're insane.
Well, the hope was that would, and it did work.
I guarantee
kept
you they
snow.
Thought you're trying to keep someone in the car.
It did work in that I did not have any snow on either of my front or back windshields this morning.
That's not a ridiculous thing,
are you guys watching
by the way.
Drew Barrymore be crazy dressed up as the Megan robot, by the way? Is that what Amy's looking at in there?
No, I'm trying to do a radio show.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Amy was staring at the TV. It's really distracting in here.
Maybe I'll catch it on the commercial. Thanks.
But so the problem with that
everyone
is
turns off their radios and turns on Drew Barrymore.
Jeez. You're here to help me.
Well, I'm seeing in here. It's super distracting. Amy's staring at something up there. And it took it did keep the snow off of my windshield, which is good. But it took, what is Amy staring at? It's so distracting.
Dave just said the funniest thing. I thought, you're here to help me, and you're actively not.
I'm telling the story, but Amy's freaking out.
Hey, anyone want to guess I got my pocket?
The problem.
No, we're doing a radio show.
The problem with the snow was that it took like 40 minutes for me to get all these tarps
off. Picture Billy Kilmer naked. Want to join me? Looks like a Zagnut bar.
I'm cutting these lengths of rope.
It's over. Right. It's fine.
All right,
it's fine. We get the idea.
I feel bad that you did that because the snow came off very easily this morning for me anyway.
Yeah. But...
You know, we're really good in St. Louis at scaring ourselves, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Like, the Pope met 8 people back when he came. And it's like, it's going to be 500,000 people. No one came. And I get it. Like, I get it. Snowstorms. But I mean... Like everyone else, I got up this morning, and I'm just like, okay.
Yep.
I have a different philosophy on this. I'd rather them do this for their own sake, because the other side of it is they don't warn us enough, and then everybody's like, why didn't you tell us it was going to get this bad?
I guess it's true. Better to disappoint us this way.
Because Ranji messed up big time in Chicago.
Oh, did you?
Oh, he did.
Well, I mean, a lot of times.
All the time. A meteorologist?
Well.
He told people it wasn't a big deal, and it was.
It was very bad. Somebody died.
Because of you?
Not because of you.
There was a blizzard about 10 years ago. Came through.
I guess I've underestimated your skills.
Yeah, people.
You were on the air saying, it's going to be nothing.
It's going to be fine. We do this every time. And it was one of the worst blizzards in history. And people. You've seen Lakeshore Drive.
Yeah.
People just left their cars
on.
Yeah,
that was a big one.
And somebody, I think it was a whole family maybe, at least one person in their car waited for hours and hours and hours with the car running.
They
the
found
snow.
Them listening to your station.
Oh, yeah.
They had Chris Ranji carved into the snow.
Chris Ranji on the score.
And so the snow backed up and blocked the tailpipe and exhaust came back into the car while they were hanging out. Yeah,
goodness. That's terrible.
Yeah, it was very bad. So I will never downplay it again.
Once again, it's only like an 8-minute segment. Like where we start and where we end up.
It ends with Amy being like, Chris is a murderer.
It's a journey.
It starts with baloney crouton and ends with, clog the tailpipe, nail dud.
Well, you all heard about the time Chris killed a guy.
Not everybody has.
but I'm working on it.
You're so lucky to have us.
Yeah, Dave was like really looking forward to this crossover hour.
Oh, yeah.
Dave's texting Steve. He's like, you guys have time today to talk?
He's texting Steve. Do you know Raji killed a guy?
I don't feel comfortable.
You knew this is what you were getting. That's what I tell Steve. Whenever he looks at me like, I shouldn't have hired you. I'm like, you did, though.
Does he do that a lot?
Yeah. All the time. He does. Every day. Have you seen the squirrel from over the hedge? He pulls up the squirrel from over the hedge on YouTube and plays it for me, for people. And he's like, this is Amy. I'm like, you knew. I've never pretended to be not this.
See, that's the kind of thing you should go to HR over, except for Steve is HR. And he'd be like, yeah, I see nothing. I see no merit. Case closed.
Steve in a wig.
Go back to work.
He puts on a squirrel head and raises up behind his desk. I don't even know what a squirrel behind a hedge is. I mean, I know
words. Squirrel from Over the Hedge, the movie.
It's a movie.
It was a cartoon.
No one saw
animated
that
movie. Something.
It's a, yeah, it's squirrel.
It's a really hyper squirrel.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's supposed to be you.
Yeah, yes. He just runs around saying random things. He's very incompetent. I don't think it's a flattering image is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he stinks, too.
Smells like baloney.
All righty. 125 DGS. Man, snow's all almost gone already. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Rach, what's the smile thing?
Okay, so there is a convenience store in the United States called Sheetz.
Yeah.
I've never been there personally, but...
East Coast.
East Coast?
Yep.
And they apparently have a policy that says that they will not hire people with, quote, missing, broken, or badly discolored teeth. And this has kind of been brought to their attention, and people are saying this is a little classist, right? Because maybe working class people don't always have the best looking teeth in the world, so you're discriminating against poor people who can't afford to get their teeth fixed.
What? Okay. I'm sure you would have gotten to this, but... Is it a, hey, we're so friendly that the smile's got to be bright, or is it just we want to attract people? What's the deal?
It's called a smile policy, so I think it's the first thing, Dave, where it's like, you got to be able to smile at people, but you can still smile even if you don't have the most attractive smile in the world. Yeah. So yeah.
That's awful.
This is an easy one.
It's been brought to their attention, and they're doing the whole thing where they're like, we're reviewing the policy. Maybe we won't do this anymore.
Yeah, in other words, we know we're in trouble now, so we'll change it.
Yeah. This is the thing that amazes me. Look, I'm king of stupid things, so I'm in a glass house on this one. However, that's because when I do something stupid, it's because I make my own decision and I do something quickly.
Yeah.
That didn't happen overnight, and one person didn't do it. There was a committee, and it had to go through a bunch of things. How does it make it through even two people without one of them going, seriously,
yeah,
really, this is what we want to do?
That always amazes me. There are a lot of decisions that happen like that, where it's like there has to have been at least a 4 or 5 step process here. There's a brainstorm. Then there's a, hey, let's run it up the chain. Let's run it by a few people. And all of these people went with it and signed off on it. It's extraordinarily bad. And I don't know how that happens.
You know how I talk about how bad marketing offends me, bad ideas. Doogie Howser, what's his name? Neil Patrick Harris, right?
Yeah.
Have you seen the ones with him and his husband and his family with HelloFresh?
I have not.
Okay. So HelloFresh seems to me like the whole thing is we send you a whole meal and it's done lickety-split. And their whole approach is Doogie is cooking for his family and he's using HelloFresh, but it's just a cluster. And he's dropping pots and pans and he's like, where's this? And they're like, it's in the box. And it is anxiety-producing. And so when I watch that, I'm like, well, I'm not using HelloFresh because that looks really complicated. I just can't – like, who okayed that? Plus, I can't stand that guy.
Well, like ever since the Amy Winehouse thing, I just have hated Neil Patrick Harris.
I don't know why. He's one of those people for me. He's just one of those people that just bugs.
What's the Amy Winehouse thing?
He had a party.
I don't know if I remember
this. He
had
a Halloween party, and they made a Amy Winehouse corpse cake.
Yeah. Right after she died.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I forgot that was him.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that doesn't seem good.
Yeah.
Why was his name Doogie in the show?
Because that was his name.
They like his given his he was born and his parents.
I don't know. I didn't watch
his
it.
His name is Doogie.
I didn't either.
That's got to be a nickname
for Douglas Howser.
Google it, Amy.
It's like if you want people to take you seriously, you go by Douglas if you're a child doctor.
That's a good point.
Right.
That's a good point.
But the TV show's not as funny.
It is Douglas.
He's like, I'm Dr. Maloney Crouton. I realize I'm 11, but you will take me seriously.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
135 DGS and Camo X. So tomorrow is DGS Live over at Wildy. I'm taking the day off. The guys will do the show until about 4 p.m. Wheels is going to host, and then they will head over to Illinois to join me. We have it's all sold out. Thank you. But we held back two front row center tickets. Arguably the best in the house. I would argue against that, but you'll probably get spit on. But we'll give those away probably right about 3 p.m. So if you wanted to come see DGS Live in Edwardsville, but it's sold out, you can get tickets at 3 p.m. I had a cool night last night. So Jimmy Griffin, El Monstero, local rock star, has been in my band for the past 10 years. We're good pals, and we're going to do music tomorrow night. So it's just the two of us, acoustic, doing some Beatles tunes. And so we got together last night to rehearse. And I'm not going to say much about it because I don't want to give away any secrets. But there is a huge, huge space where like Monstero and a lot of the big bands use. And it looks just like the St. Louis version of the big Twittingham Studios, Let It Be. You know, if anyone watched that, just, you know, and it was just me and Jim. And we're doing the thing, and it was just cool.
Yeah.
It was just fun.
That seems like a lot of
fun.
It
was a lot of fun, yeah.
Do I still get to play cowbell on tomorrow night?
Duh, yeah.
Nice.
This is not what I was going to talk about, but I just saw it and thought of it, and I'm scattered today because I've got too many irons in the fire. Did anyone see, again, like yesterday, the Earth's core stopped spinning. Everyone's like, oh, whatever. We announced, scientists announced, and Andrew, maybe you can find something on this and find me a guy to talk about it, that we have created the first fully artificial self-replicating cell. We've created life. And it is a computer. It started with a computer code. Now, don't ask me how we did it. I have no idea. But it started with a computer code, I guess just ones and zeros, some sort of AI. And we have created a cell that replicates, that we created. That's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. We have created life. How does it hit you?
My first thought is, how can I use it to benefit me?
Gosh.
No, I know it's weird, and I know there are going to be a lot of ethical issues with that. But I'm not entirely opposed to exploring how it could help people. You know, I mean, I don't know what you do with it, but you help somebody grow a limb that they don't have, or is it just a new life altogether that you grow with it? So again, the ethics are going to be a problem, but I guess I wonder if we should flirt with it or not, but I lean toward let's flirt a little bit and see what happens. knowing how dangerous it is. I don't know. Like, I don't know what you guys think.
You've used that approach.
What? Flirt and see what happens?
Flirt a little bit with the dangerous.
Mostly successful.
Yeah. All the other women were single-celled as well.
Those are the easy ones.
Yeah. Listen,
and they reproduced asexually after meeting him.
Yeah. That's right.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey, I'd be able to come off the top rope.
No, with a lot of this type of stuff, obviously there's huge ethical questions. Also, I think we should watch ourselves a little bit. I think we tend to be a little arrogant when we think we can play God. You just look at some of the things that we've done historically in the past, whether it be experiments or even medicines that seem relatively safe, like the acid reflux medicines that now they're recalling and going, yeah, I think that probably causes cancer. I'm thinking, if you can't even get an acid reflux medicine down, you don't really know what the other side effects are. Probably replicating cells might be above our pay grade right now.
I don't know. That was the argument against organ transplant, playing God. God's job to decide who lives and dies, not human beings. We shouldn't be doing that. And
I mean, you can, but at some point.
And that came with risks initially, and now it's better than it used to be.
You can say that with organ transplants, but I would say with cloning, we've continued to have that conversation that there's a huge ethical concern.
Sure there is. Yeah, yeah. And this is a little different than cloning, but yeah.
Is there still a huge ethical issue if you take God out of it? Is there still a big ethical issue to cloning or to, hey, look, we can create life. Should we or should we not? Take God out of the picture for the moment.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I think. Oh, sorry. I was even not even using like it as a religious thing. But yes, because of the unknown.
What's the scary unknown on cloning? I think cloning is already, even minus religion, is a questionable thing. Because now you're, again, what you're doing is, the non-religious version of this is, I think we're putting too much power in the hands of wealth at that point. Because really only wealthy people are going to have access to those things. But then again, our world is kind of that way anyway, right? I mean, how many things are just not concerns for someone with a certain amount of wealth, but they're concerns for the rest of us? Mm-hmm. So maybe that's not the valid concern, but I saw
something today that, because we talk quite a bit on the show about the Fountain of Youth and anti-aging and reversing and all that kind of stuff, that currently the very best you can do to stay young, it costs $2 million a year. That's the regimen. And it basically kind of slows aging, stops it in its tracks. But again, $2 million a year. Right. That's like a Bezos kind of.
Should that be something that then puts a limit on it, though? Because I can't do it, should somebody else not be allowed to?
Wait, you're just talking about a regular regimen, like being healthy?
No, I mean, like regular,
like,
quote unquote,
surgeries and procedures.
Yeah. Like probably way beyond that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cellular kind of stuff.
Okay, gotcha.
Well, doesn't LeBron, doesn't he spend something like $1.5 million a year on just body maintenance?
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, that's money. Literally your job. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why he's 38 and still plays like he's 28.
Wheels, you always intrigue me because that's really true, because you made both sides of the argument.
Right,
that,
right.
Hey, should rich people be the only people who can live longer and healthier?
Right.
Then you say, like, well, why shouldn't they?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I think that's the debate, right?
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know that there's a great answer, because there are things that I can do that someone who makes less than me can't do. Should I not be allowed to do that?
I don't think anyone would argue that it's a human right to own a private island.
Right.
But is it a human right to have the same access? Well, is it? Is it a human right to have the same access to the same quality of health care?
Is that what the cloning would be for, is specifically for health? I mean, like, that to me, concern is, like, what is the cloning going to be used for?
Yeah, I agree. That's the, like, are you doing it to harvest organs? Because then you're talking about a sentient being that you're just taking stuff from, right? A clone is it's just a genetic copy of a human being.
And cloning came up, but I wasn't even talking about cloning.
Right, right.
It could be cloning. It could be the stuff we're talking about now. It could be anything that really makes a huge impact on your health, but it's really expensive.
Yeah.
Or do we already have that? You know,
we kind of have that world, right? I mean, why do we look at TV and see that famous people all look younger than the rest of us do, age relative?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there's a reason for it. I mean, sure, It might be that they eat the best diet, but that's also expensive. It's not cheap to eat right and to eat well and to have access to like the stuff that tastes good too, right? If you have a personal chef who can take the healthiest stuff and still make it taste good versus the person that'll have to buy themselves, pay more money for it, and it's going to taste like cardboard, it's a little bit, I mean, the standard already exists in so many ways. It exists that way in healthcare. If you have more money, you will have better healthcare. If you have more money, you will have a better lawyer if you're ever in legal trouble. I mean, that is the world.
If the end game is we can grow a liver out of nothing,
yeah,
or we can grow a kidney or a heart or whatever it is out of nothing, and then that can be used because there are a bunch of people on a list who can't get a heart or can't get a kidney, I think there's no ethical concern there.
Agreed.
As long as the thing works. I mean, if that's the end game, I don't know what happens beyond that, but I'd have a difficult time saying no to let's be able to grow organs that people need, or they'll die if they don't get those organs. I'd move forward with that.
This is tied into what was it maybe late last week, guys, that we talked about? I think it was late last week when we were talking about AI and how far should we push that? And do we really want to take that step? But again, what if we don't? We always think about the potential downside. Well, what if it becomes Skynet and takes over the world? We don't think about whether or not that AI might be able to figure out the cure to cancer when we can't. Right. I mean, we don't think about it. And somebody jokingly on Twitter said, we always think of it as the Terminator AI. Why don't we sometimes think of it as R2-D2, who is also artificial intelligence and solves a lot of problems? Like, it could go either way. We don't know. But we do kind of have to find out. I mean, if these cells you're talking about, Dave, what are they called? Cyborg cells? Is that what they're calling them? Something like that. If that can go in and attack cancer cells with no side effects, is that not a great thing?
Okay. I'm not even sure I believe this, but I've heard someone say that scientists believe the first person to live to 200 years old has already been born. Mm-hmm. If someone said, it's you, Dave, mm-hmm. How does that strike you? I'm like, I would be like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired.
Oh no, we talked about this last week.
Okay.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Give it to Ranji. Yeah, no.
Yeah, give it to Ranj.
I'd like to see what I could do with this for another 160.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, you've killed it so far.
Right?
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Are we done now?
I don't know.
I'm saying, you know what? Yeah, we got to push the envelope. You have to. Because if you don't ever make the gains that we have. We don't have vaccines if somebody didn't push the envelope.
So you would err on the side of not putting a chill on scientific knowledge and growth. And then if you invent something terrible, we'll deal with it. But you guys go work out, invent whatever you can, advance science as much as you can, and then we'll separate the good from the bad.
Yeah, that's without that attitude, we don't have any of the things that we've had for the last 100 years, right? If you don't have vaccines, if nobody took that approach. Too dangerous. Don't play with it. I mean, you wouldn't have had nuclear energy if you didn't take that approach.
Mr. Hamlin.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, he's got a body double now around. You see that?
I heard about that.
Sorry, that's a joke. People actually believe that. I shouldn't say it the way they do.
That DeMar Hamlin, Buffalo Bills player, is actually dead and they've replaced him with a lookalike?
Yes, and his family's in on it. The NFL's in on it. The TV networks are all in on it.
Too. They grew that clone real quick.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, no, it's a body double, Dave. It's that's why they covered his face.
Is he good at football?
Well, we don't know.
Oh. I have a question about engagement rings when we come back. 150 DGS. So I was talking the other day about, and part of it's having a 17-year-old daughter, and I don't mind paying for stuff. You guys know that. I don't mind paying for weddings. I just think it's really, really stupid to overpay for a 3-hour event and, you know, go into debt, what have you. In a similar topic, I was talking to a couple of young people, lovely young people, and they're talking about engagement rings, and this person's in their late 20s, and I said, you know, having bought 10 or 15 of these, like, you may want to think about a cultured diamond. And he goes, oh, dude, no one my age would ever buy a real diamond because of the history of blood diamonds and because it's so stupid and expensive. And when he says this, it's true, because a jeweler friend of mine can only tell whether it's cultured or natural when they put that little loop on. You just show them your ring in the sunlight. They can't tell. And it's a fraction of the price. And I was like, wow, that's really interesting. And I just thought, what you guys thought of that? Like, have we finally, has this whole engagement ring thing just been a gigantic scam forever? Especially now that we can make them just as pretty and way less expensive. Or is that offensive? Because I can hear some people out there going like, well, if you think I'm worth a fake diamond, then don't even bother putting it on my finger.
Isn't the whole thing that one De Beers company, that there are plenty of diamonds in the world. It's just that they have access to all of them, so they've limited the supply to make the prices go up. Isn't that the whole thing and has been for years with them? I'm speaking as a dude. I think it's kind of goofy. I think it's really silly to spend like 10 or 15 or 20 or whatever it is on an engagement ring.
Yeah, at a certain point, it's a status symbol for sure.
It's so they can show off to... Yeah. My friends, look what I got.
Right. I mean, there's definitely the rings that are meant to be seen, like you just show them off. And then there are diamond rings that I think they're just special. It's a special piece of jewelry. Yeah.
I have a friend who bought their now wife a $150,000 engagement ring. And then immediately bought a $10,000 matching cultured ring. And the real ring has never been out of the safe since.
Mm. Oh.
Then what's the point of having it?
It's like a championship ring. Ones that they never wear.
Yeah.
I've seen more and more people, too, like not even doing the cultured diamond. They just go with a different gemstone, mm-hmm. and being a little bit more unique. I think there are still plenty of people out there who are like, no, get me a real diamond. Mm-hmm. But I just think it's more acceptable now, as it is with many aspects of getting engaged, getting married, to do something alternative. So
I have no problem with what anyone wants to do. Right. I really don't. I may roll my eyes at it. I may laugh behind your back. But I would never, ever tell you, you shouldn't do that. You can't do that. But I have reached the age where I've now sort of opened my eyes and realized to what a great extent we are just manipulated 24/7.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And things like that. Maybe I'm getting a little bit conspiracy theorist about it, but now I tend to see it everywhere. And maybe I see it where it doesn't exist, but things like that. It's like, yeah, why did we start that? Yeah. And I don't know about De Beers hoarding the diamonds, but I know that that's where that whole thing started, was with jewelers and diamond people going, well, 2 months salary, that's what you should do. Like, really? Yeah. Why not 6? Why not 2 weeks? Valentine's Day is coming up. Everyone have a great time. Have an expensive dinner. Send flowers, chocolates, whatever. Hallmark will thank you. Like, those kind of things just kind of bug me now.
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, to be conned, you have to kind of want to be conned. And what I mean by that is, you can say, well, hey, it's a scam. It's a gimmick that you have to get this big diamond ring. True. But is it special to you? Or do you want that ring because you want other people to notice, right? How big the ring is, how much money you have. It's the same thing with homes. It's like, there are a lot of people who are house poor because they spend all their money to get the biggest house possible. They don't go on vacations. They can't put furniture in the home. They don't have, you know, decent cars because they just want the show off aspect of the biggest house, where really it's about the character. And I think that would be my approach to rings. I haven't thought a whole lot about an engagement ring, but it would be character, something special, not just how big is the diamond. Like Rachel said, maybe it's not a diamond at all. Maybe it's a gold band because it was my grandma's gold band or something. It's all about, it should be special to you.
Wheels, it happens all sorts of different ways now. And great. But traditionally, it's the man who will ask a woman and get on one knee and here's the diamond. If a buddy of yours did that and the girl was disappointed because of whatever, the size of the diamond or what have you, would you say you need to run the other way? Or would you go, well, okay.
I would say that's a warning sign. If you're not enough, if the relationship isn't the point and there's a hesitation, because, oh, wow, that's small. I would say that's a huge red flag.
See, we are in an Instagram era now, too, where people get engagement photos and they hire a photographer to stand 100 yards away and take photos of us incognito.
Yeah.
And you're trying to outdo your friends just so you can show it. I honestly think that is, and I don't have a percentage, but I bet it's more than half of the people who are getting married who want to have a better ring than their friends or have a better engagement situation or story they can tell their friends about and then do the wedding. And the wedding's got to be better than what the friends have. I bet that's more than half of the people who end up getting married.
So I got engaged when I was still in college. So I was doing this and buying a ring knowing nothing. I went to Zales. I went to the mall and I bought one at a mall jewelry store because it's all I knew. It's the only concept I had of buying jewelry. I didn't think of, I had no concept of doing it any other way. So I'm like 21 years old and I'm going, okay, well, 2 months salary. Well, this month I'm making this. What about next month? Like, I don't even know how to measure this. But I also think that because we were young, the standard wasn't going to be it needs to be anything more than normal. I mean, it's a decent diamond, but it's not like crazy. It's not one of the big, you know, big crazy ones that's going to catch your eye. So I think maybe that's why it was a little bit less weird because we were young and amongst the first doing it. So it wasn't a lot of standard set or any like hopes of like, ooh, this could be really a big deal.
And, you know, jewelers would tell you it's time to upgrade it.
Oh, yeah. No, sorry. We're good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!